As we spoke, Yaakov is on the run, terrified. He has this unbelievable, powerful dream where he sees the ladder with angels going up and down, God above at the top, who addresses him personally and promises to be with him, protect him, and bring him back. Very interesting to see how God introduces himself to Avraham. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha VeElokei Yitzchak. God speaks to Yaakov based on his relationship with Yaakov's ancestors. And interestingly, the word Avicha is used not to describe Yitzchak, but to describe Avraham. God is speaking for the first time to a grandson of the Avot and teaching the important lesson of quintessential Avot. Our Avot are not just our own fathers and mothers, but our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and the quintessential Avos of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yaakov internalized this idea when he woke up in the morning and made his nether that if God is with him and brings him back, he'll turn the stone into a Beit Elokim. The climax of coming back in Pasuk Chaf Aleph is Vishafti Vishalom El Beit Avi. It's not returning to the land. It's returning to my father's house. And if you look through the continuation of the Parsha, the tension is between Lavan, who is the father technically of Rachel and Leah and the patriarch of the family, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Aleph, Vayishma Divrei B'nei Lavan Leimor Lakach Yaakov Et Kol Asher Le'avinu, versus Pasuk Gimel, when Hashem says to Yaakov, Shuv El Eretz Avotecha Ulamala Adetecha. And Rachel and Leah have to make that decision. Do they see their own biological father as the one who's been there for them, or the God of Yaakov and Yaakov's fathers who's been there? And in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Rachel and Leah say, Ha'od Lanu Chelik V'Nachala Beveit Avinu, Ki kol ha'osher asher hitzil ha'elokim me'avinu, the things have come from God and not from our father. And eventually, when Lavan confronts Yaakov and he's forced to answer him, he says, you changed my salary 20 times, Pasuk Membet, lulei elokei avi elokei Avraham, ufachad yitzchak hayali ki atare kam shlachtani. It's the God of my father, the God of Avraham, who was there to protect me. And he swears by that in the end of the Parsha as well. Carrying over to next week's Parsha, when Yaakov turns to Hashem, to Davin, to protect him in his meeting with Esav, he says, Elokei Avi Avram, Velokei Avi Yitzchak. And this form of tefillah is, of course, where we get our Shmon Esrei from, Elokeinu Velokei Avotenu, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. Later in Sefer Bereishit, in Parshat Vayechi, Yaakov asks to be buried back in the land of his ancestors, where his ancestors are buried. In fact, he describes death as a return to them. And he teaches us about our relationship with our ancestors and our relationship with the land that's based on the fact that it's the land of our ancestors. And that's what we hear in the beginning of Sefer Shemot, when God appears to Avram, to Moshe, Anochi Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav. And in fact, when we're first told of God remembering the Jewish people in Perek Bet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, it says, Vayishma Elokim et Na'akatam, Vayiskor Elokim et Brito, Et Avraham et Yitzchak v'et Yaakov. It's Zchut Avot, it's God's relationship with the Avot, and our relationship with the same Avot that continues our relationship with Him. Or as the Jews said in Shirat Hayam, Aziv Zimrat Ka Vayihili Lishua, Ze Keli Vanveu, Elokei Aviva Romenenu. And Rashi there explains, Lo Ani Tchilat HaKdusha. It's something that goes way back, and that's where we connect to it from. Let's remember this from the parsha where it begins, in God's words to Yaakov, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha, and may we appreciate our relationship to God through our relationship with the Avot.